The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday so far. We're going to go over ways to boost your brain power, improve your health and your well-being, so you can function better, feel better, and live a better life. Now, what are the most common causes of disease and death in America? Heart disease, number one. It's always number one. It's been number one for decades. Cancer is number two. Iatrogenic causes are actually considered the third leading cause of death. Iatrogenic means caused by the doctor. Now, what can be caused by the doctor? Usually, it's medication. Medication is very dangerous. There's lots of risks. There's lots of side effects. That's why they have to be controlled. They have to have the FDA. You can only get a prescription from your doctor because it's so dangerous. The way you know if a doctor you're going to is more likely to prescribe you therapies or treatments that are risky is to look at the malpractice insurance. Doctors who have a really high malpractice insurance are the most dangerous doctors to see. Luckily, my malpractice insurance is very, very low because all the therapies I do are very low risk. I'm not performing surgeries. I'm not writing prescriptions for medications. I'm a functional doctor. So we're increasing the function of your brain and your body without any risk or side effects. That's the beauty part. So iatrogenic is actually the third leading cause of death. So one way to stay healthy is to actually see less doctors and take less medication. I know it seems weird. You would think it would be the opposite, but no. The less doctors you see and the less medicine you take, the healthier you are. America, we have the most intervention, the most medication, most money, the most doctors, the most hospitals, yet we are not the healthiest country. In fact, we're very far from the healthiest country. We have one of the worst infant mortality rates and one of the worst life expectancy rates of all the developed countries in the world. America is the most obese country. Actually, we're second now. Mexico took over, but mostly because of America's influence. But we're basically the fattest country, and the biggest causes of death are heart disease, cancer, and iatrogenic causes. Now let's go over heart disease. Heart disease, a lot of people are scared of stroke, heart attack. Monday morning is the most common time for stroke and heart attack, which shows you stress is a big cause of stroke and heart attack. We got to reduce stress levels, emotional stress. And right now, people are more stressed than ever. They're getting more heart attacks, more strokes. Young people are getting heart attacks now. We got to reduce stress levels and we got to reduce inflammation. Those are the most important things to prevent stroke, heart attack, heart disease. It's not the old model of cholesterol. That was the old way of thinking that if you have high cholesterol, you're going to get a stroke or a heart attack. That's the old way of thinking. However, many doctors are still prescribing the statins if the cholesterol is above 200. Statin drugs are the most prescribed drugs in America for high cholesterol. What they don't tell you is the side effects of the statins. We get a lot of people from joint pain as a result of the side effects from the statins. But most doctors aren't going to tell you, hey, once you get put on this high cholesterol medication, you might start getting joint pain. Another thing they don't tell you is there's actually a risk of dementia as a side effect of many statin drugs. But they don't always tell you that. So you don't want to be in pain and have all these joint pains. You don't want to get dementia. Because if you take statin drugs, you're increasing your risk. Now, it's not just about cholesterol. So a lot of doctors, if you're above 200 total cholesterol, they're going to prescribe the statins. Lipitor is the most common one they prescribe. But what you got to do first and foremost is look at the ratio. Because if your ratio is good, then it doesn't matter if the total cholesterol is too high, because your best defense against bad cholesterol is good cholesterol. So if your good cholesterol, which is the HDL, is very high, then that counteracts the high LDL, and it's not going to cause as many problems. Most doctors are worried about, oh, if I have high cholesterol, you're going to get these plaques in your arteries, and that's going to cut off blood circulation to your brain and cause a stroke, or it's going to cut off blood circulation to your heart and cause a heart attack. But when you have a good ratio, that scenario is not as likely. So it's not just about the total cholesterol, but we got to look at the ratio. And there's other cholesterol. It's not just the HDL and the LDL. There's other ones that are important as well. So you got to look at the whole panel. It's called a lipid panel. Got to look at triglycerides as well, which are the fats. But getting back to the cholesterol, let's say you do have a high number. Let's say it's 300, which is very high, and your bad cholesterol is 250, which is very high, and your good cholesterol is 50, which is very low. That's a 5-to-1 ratio. That's not good. You don't want a 250 LDL and a 50 HDL. Now, if you have 100 HDL and 100 LDL, even though you're at 200, it's not nearly as bad because the ratio is good. It's at 1-to-1. That's an amazing ratio. Very rarely do you see that, almost never. But once you get to that 4-to-1 ratio, 5-to-1 ratio, it could be a little too much. So you got to look at the ratio for cholesterol. The next most important thing is looking at your inflammatory markers. This is all can be seen in just your standard blood work that most doctors will do. So most doctors are going to do this lipid panel. And if they're good, they'll also check these inflammatory markers. Two of the best are CRP and ESR. Has to do with the sedimentary rate, the CRP, C-reactive protein. These will indicate inflammation. Now, if you have a bad ratio, your LDL's 250, your HDL's 50, if you have high triglycerides over 100, if you have high fasting glucose over 100, if you have high hemoglobin A1C, which is for diabetes, over 5.7, and you have these inflammatory markers with the CRP being high and the ESR being high, that is called a metabolic syndrome. And then you are at risk for heart attack and stroke. That is very risky. So if you have some stressful day, that could push you over the edge. You have that sedentary lifestyle, that's going to push you over the edge. If you eat a lot of fried foods and dairy and a lot of cheese and bread and pasta and cakes and sugars, you're going to be at risk for heart attack and stroke. So don't wait till you get a heart attack and stroke and start working on it. We have to prevent heart attack and stroke. Every disease needs to be prevented. We need to prevent cancer, prevent Alzheimer's, prevent dementia, prevent Parkinson's. We could do it all, but you got to work now. Don't wait till you fall down to start working on your balance. Falls are the number one leading cause of injury. So you probably have to start working on your balance right away. One of the most important ways to get your brain to function at the highest level is to work on your balance and your stability. But it's always about prevention. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. All right, so I'm not the doctor that writes prescriptions to hide symptoms, but we get to the root cause and we work on prevention. We'll continue the discussion when we get back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Before the break, we were talking about heart disease, talking about metabolic syndrome where you have high triglycerides, high cholesterol, you have diabetes, you have high inflammatory markers. That's a recipe for disaster. That's why it's important to look at your blood work and make sure that everything's in order. And if it's high and it's borderline, that doesn't mean you have to start taking cholesterol medication because you're above 200, or you have to take diabetes medication because you're above 100. You know, you don't have to take medicine just because the numbers are abnormal. The easiest way is the most conservative way first, is just try diet and exercise and stress reduction. You do those three things, you could usually help yourself. But sedentary lifestyle, eating a lot of food, especially at night, not getting healthy, nutritious food, but a lot of dairies and gluten and corn and soy and alcohol and smoking cigarettes. And these are all stuff that are very common cause of heart disease. My grandpa died at 42 of heart disease. And then my grandma died of cancer around 60. So they both died pretty young of heart disease and cancer. So that means I'm more likely to get those diseases. So I have to work extra hard compared to the average person. But it's better than dying young, or not necessarily even dying young, which most people are more scared of, is living many years, but with poor quality of life, being in pain, going to the doctor, always sick, always on medications, going from a cane to a walker, to a wheelchair, to a diaper, to a nursing home. You don't want that future, but if you don't want that future, you better start working right now. You have to prevent heart disease and cancer. Don't wait till you get it. The good news is, even if you do get it, there's lots of holistic and natural integrative ways to help yourself. However, much, much easier to prevent these things from occurring. So diet and exercise is the easiest thing. And don't wait till New Year's. Start right away. Make better decisions at your Christmas party. Don't take that extra drink. Don't eat that extra cookie. Be smart about it. Be the healthy one in your family. Be the one that doesn't cause fights, but reduces stress, that brings joy and love and happiness. Don't complain. And don't bother people and bring negative energy there. There's too many people that are stressed, depressed, they're anxious right now. Especially the past couple of years, and especially right now during the holiday season, during the winter, there's less sunlight, there's less vitamin D, people get seasonal affect disorder. That's why it's so important to supplement with vitamin D and a quality supplement as well. So if you are taking care of your body now, don't start going to the gym in January. Start exercising now. And I don't care if it's cold. You could still go out for a daily walk. Put on your gloves, put on your hat, put on two coats if you want, long johns. There's no excuse not to go outside for at least 10, 15 minutes every day just for a nice walk. And if you can do it during sunrise or sunset, very good for your circadian rhythms, very good for sleep and energy. If you could do it during the middle of the day, good for energy, boosting your brain power, getting some vitamin D, getting some oxygen. You use it or you lose it. Keep that body moving. Sitting is the worst thing for your brain and the body. We got to get up. There's the 20-minute rule. Every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds, you walk 20 feet, and you look 20 feet away. Or you could do 20 jumping jacks, or 20 push-ups, 20 sit-ups, 20 pull-ups, 20 squats, 20 lunges, 20 hula hoops, 20 jump rope. Anything you want, but just take that 20 seconds and get off your butt and do something active, even if it's just walking 20 feet. And you could go back down and go back to the computer, go back to the couch, go back to your studies, go back to reading, go back to your cell phone. But every 20 minutes, you got to get up. That's the 20 rule. That will help prevent heart disease. Sedentary lifestyle is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Stress, sedentary lifestyle, poor diet, lack of sleep, dehydration. So these are the big causes. So you got to look out for all of those. Dehydration, how much water you're supposed to drink, half your body weight in ounces. If you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water a day. And it's best to drink on an empty stomach. If you are hydrated, your blood flows much better. Dehydrated, your blood becomes very slow, very viscous, can't flow, and your blood's the way you get oxygen to all your cells, all your organs. So you get lightheaded, dizzy, headaches, brain fog. You're not getting blood to your brain. And dehydration is one of the leading causes of that. Can't tell me how many headaches I've cured just by increasing people's water. Simple stuff, but it works. Squeeze some lemon in there. Put a pinch of pink Himalayan salt to get some electrolytes. Don't drink Gatorade or Powerade or Pedialyte. Those are all horrible. You can get your electrolytes from pink Himalayan salt. Gatorade's full of food dye and preservatives and sugar. And oh my God. And they give it to all these kids and you have all these professional athletes promoting it. They're just promoting it because that's what they're paid to do. Gatorade's a sponsor. If Gatorade was healthy, they wouldn't put it on the commercials. But you got to stay away from those electrolyte drinks. A lot of them are really toxic. Be very careful. All right, what else? Go to sleep early. People have lowered their blood pressure just by going to bed early. And especially if you're up late watching the news, that's going to put you in stress mode. So the last thing you watch at night is the news. If when you wake up, you watch the news. That creates stress. It's going to increase your blood pressure. So we can have the sedentary lifestyle. Watching the news. Imagine you're sitting on your couch, watching the news, eating donuts, drinking beer, while you're getting text messages from people that are stressing you out. You're checking emails from work that's stressing you out. You're arguing with your spouse that's stressing you out. There's no one magic cure for heart disease. You're not just going to take a medicine and that's going to cure you. It doesn't work like that. But if you do all the right things, your blood pressure is going to go down. Your cholesterol is going to improve. Your diabetes will go down. Your obesity will decrease. Your stress levels will decrease. Your anxiety. It's a snowball effect, but in a good way. But you got to put in the work. You have to put in the effort. Health is a full-time job. All right. So also for heart disease, super important, in addition to the water, the sleep, the stress reduction, the sedentary lifestyle, we also have to worry about chemical inflammation. So that's not really talked about too much, but you know, you could have inflammation from emotional stress. You could get inflammation from poor diet, from lack of exercise, but you can also get it when you're exposed to certain chemicals, plastics, heavy metals, stuff they spray on your food and in your lawn, all the cleaning products. That could cause inflammation as well. So if you're really concerned about heart disease and you want to prevent stroke, you want to prevent heart attack, just follow these suggestions little by little. Don't overwhelm yourself and try and do it all at once, but every day, go to bed a little bit earlier, drink a little bit more water, eat a little bit less sugar, be a little bit nicer, be a little bit more charitable, give it a little bit more love, get a little bit more sunlight, eat a little bit more vegetables. You can do it. We believe in you. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were talking about prevention of heart disease. Now let's talk about prevention of cancer. Cancer loves sugar. So the first thing, if you want to prevent cancer, is to get rid of sugar. And sugar's everywhere. Not just table sugar, but also the sugar replacements. Splendid, Sweet and Low, Diet Coke, Diet Snapple, all this diet stuff, all these artificial sweeteners. When something says sugar-free, you better watch out. So yeah, you got to stay away from sugar, but you got to stay away from sugar-free. So a lot of these products out there are marketing gimmicks. So they have, fat-free. They have these fat-free products. Guess what? They're full of sugar. You have sugar-free products, guess what they're full of? Artificial sweeteners, which are toxic and cause cancer. They're not going to tell you that. You know what else causes cancer? Roundup. Glyphosate. Roundup, they spray it on your lawn. It's using all the farms, all the food that you eat has Roundup. All the wine you drink has Roundup. Got to be very careful. It's banned in all these other countries, but not in America. It's owned by Monsanto, which is now Bayer, the pharmaceutical company. So they control your food. And they spray all this food with Roundup. And you're eating it. And that's getting into your body. And it's been proven to cause cancer. So a lot of even the healthy foods that you're eating cause cancer. You think you're eating these fruits and vegetables, but when they're conventional and they're not organic and they're sprayed with all these chemicals, not good. When you have all these bread products, when people have all these gluten problems, a lot of times it's not actually the gluten, which is called celiac disease, but it's actually the glyphosate. So that's why some of these celiac disease get mad at people for eating gluten-free products. But it's like, so people who don't have celiac disease are forced to eat this Roundup and this glyphosate, which is toxic? No. So that's why most people shouldn't eat gluten, because you don't want to have Roundup. You don't want glyphosate. You don't want to have cancer. And you got to be careful with the gluten-free foods also. Don't think that just because it's gluten-free, it's healthy. It could be full of all sugar. Right? So sugar-free is not healthy. Gluten-free is not healthy. Fat-free is not healthy. They're marketing gimmicks. They're trying to make you buy their product that's not healthy. You know, you're not going to see gluten-free broccoli. I don't have to sell you broccoli. You know broccoli's healthy. So we said glyphosate and Roundup causes cancer. Now there's debate on this electromagnetic fields. Does that cause cancer? You know, there's not enough research yet, but it's a little scary. All these antennas that are going up. You have a lot of 5G towers. You have all these Wi-Fi in your house, at your work. You know, how close, where you sleep at night, is it close to electricity? Is it close to the Wi-Fi? Is it close to any electrical panels? That can have a big, significant effect on your health and your well-being. Got to watch out. Kids do it and adults do it also, but mostly kids, they sleep with their cell phones, even right under their pillow. They got the Wi-Fi, the 5G, it's literally on their head the whole night. You have to tell your kids, keep these electronics away from you. Even though there's not a lot of evidence either way, don't take that chance. You know, all these cancers are increasing. You know, is that why brain cancer is increasing? We don't know. You know, people carry their cell phones in their front pockets. For the women, it's right next to their ovaries. I don't want anyone getting ovarian cancer. You know, the men, they stick it in their back pocket close to their prostate. I don't want them getting prostate cancer. I see women even put it in their bra, like by their heart. Literally got this electrical signals right next to the heart. I don't know. If you can, turn it on airplane mode. You don't need to have your Wi-Fi on and your cell phone data plan on all the time. Turn off the Wi-Fi at night. Stay away from any electricity. You know, if your head is on the, you know, other side of the wall of the, you know, refrigerator and microwave and, you know, all these big electrical appliances that can disrupt you. Now, I'm not saying it causes cancer. There's no proof of that. But you want to reduce your electromagnetic fields. You want to keep all electromagnetic fields far away from your body. Don't have your computer near you. Don't have your cell phone near you. Don't have your iPad near you. Have it all away, especially while you sleep. If you need to do it while you work, just try and keep it, you know, a safe distance, at least 6 inches from your body while all the signals are on for sure. Don't use the Bluetooth and all these earbuds that are wireless. Use the old school wires. You know, reduce the amount of electricity, reduce the amount of Bluetooth, reduce the amount of Wi-Fi, the electrical fields as much as you can. You know, so many bad stuff we're exposed to. So whatever you can control, you have to try and make an effort for that. All right. So we said cancer. We got to stay away from the sugar. We got to stay away from the electrical magnetic fields. We want to stay away from all the chemicals, the glyphosate, the Roundup. Got to stay away from food dyes. Yeah, they cause cancer, but they also cause simple stuff like ADD and ADHD and hyperactivity and sleeping difficulties and anxiety and depression. Look what you're feeding yourself, your children. You know, when my children have a food dye, like I see them have a piece of candy that's food dye, they become very hyperactive. When they are eating normal, healthy fruits and vegetables, much better behaved. So there's I see immediately the hyperactivity occurs. So, you know, we have to avoid it, as much as possible. And, you know, kids are going to have that. They're going to sneak it in. Even if you don't have it in your house, they're going to get it at their friend's house. They're going to trade something at lunch. So you just got to educate them and teach them about health and well-being. And hopefully they make their good decisions on your own. And yes, they're going to make bad decisions and they're going to learn maybe the bad way too. You know, that's what I did too. Sometimes you got to learn so you can improve. Now, we also said stress can cause heart disease, but stress can cause cancer as well. So a lot of people that end up getting cancer are stressed out. And sometimes the people who die are stressed out from the diagnosis itself. Meaning there's people going around with cancer all the time, not even realizing they have cancer. It doesn't kill them because they're not stressed about it. But sometimes when you go to the doctor, they do all these tests, they find a tumor, they do a biopsy, they find out it's cancer, and then they tell you you're going to die unless you do chemotherapy. That could cause stress. And then when you're stressed out, your immune system becomes weak. And then when your immune system becomes weak, the cancer is more likely to spread. So sometimes just the diagnosis of cancer is actually causing you to weaken your own immune system. So sometimes ignorance is bliss. Because guess what also causes cancer? Is cancer treatment. Chemotherapy, radiation can actually cause cancer. You know, it's like antidepressants can cause depression. You know, some of these side effects of medication are pretty scary. You know, you take this anti-anxiety pill and it's, oh, may cause suicidal thoughts. It's like, whoa. Take these antidepressants, may cause violent tendencies. Scary. Sometimes the cure is worse than the condition. But yeah, so medication can sometimes, and medical treatment can actually cause cancer as well. So the best thing is to prevent that, right? You don't want to wait till you get cancer and then have to start to deal with it. The best thing is to prevent cancer. So stop eating that sugar, reduce your emotional stress, get rid of that Roundup. Get rid of all the food dyes, the preservatives, all these artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners, all these chemicals in your house, the cleaning fluids, the aluminum, the heavy metals, the fluoride, the lead in the water, the arsenic in the brown rice. It's everywhere, all these chemicals and metals. And so we got to be very careful not to overdo any of it. You can't avoid it all. You know, there's aluminum in the foil. There's aluminum in the cans. There's aluminum in the pans. There's aluminum in your antiperspirant. There's aluminum in the air. There's aluminum in medicine. You can't avoid it, but what you can control, really start to decrease it. Start to make the better decisions. And if you prevent all these things from causing trouble, then that's going to prevent yourself from getting cancer. So we don't want to wait till you get cancer when you have to do surgeries and chemos and radiations and all these big interventions. Let's start working on it now so it never gets to that point. We'll continue this discussion when we get back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As as New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to prevent heart disease, how to prevent cancer, sugar. We said cancer loves sugar. Stay away from sugar, all the candy, all the muffins, all the bread and the pasta and the juice and the soda and all those coffees. And oh my God, we got sugar everywhere, especially now it's Christmas time. You're going to have all these Christmas cookies and all the alcohol's got the sugar. I mean, it's out of control. So you got to reduce that sugar. And sugar causes heart disease. Sugar causes cancer. Sugar causes diabetes. Sugar causes obesity. Sugar causes Alzheimer's disease. All the leading causes of death are aggravated by sugar. And guess what cures all the leading causes of death? Exercise. Exercise helps with heart disease. Exercise helps with cancer. Exercise helps with diabetes. Exercise helps with obesity. Exercise helps with dementia and Alzheimer's. Exercise and nutrition. Eating all the colors of the rainbow, avoiding all the dairies and sugars and alcohols and coffee and soy and corn. So the common way of being healthy will almost cure all the diseases, which is drinking the right amount of water. We said before, if you're dehydrated, your blood doesn't flow. All right. But it's also going to help with diabetes. It's also going to help with obesity. It's also going to help with dementia. What happens when a grape is dehydrated? It shrivels up to a raisin. Guess what happens when your brain is dehydrated? Right. If I had cancer, all I would do is drink water. And just drink tons of water, flush everything out, starve the cancer. Don't feed it sugar, starve it. If you don't give it anything to eat, it's going to die off. That's why a lot of times when people are sick, they don't have an appetite. You're starving the virus. You're starving the bacteria. As a functional neurologist, we do a lot of fasting for what's called autophagy. Autophagy means you eat yourself. And what you want to do is eat all your bad brain cells and eliminate them. You have what's called these glial cells, which are like the nurses of your brain. And when you're not eating, they're going to clean out all these bad brain cells. And they're going to keep the good, healthy brain cells. Autophagy really helps out with Parkinson's, helps out with Alzheimer's, dementia. We do these little fasting breaks. Patients get really good results with autophagy. The Nobel Prize for Medicine was about autophagy a few years ago, actually. But fasting can have a lot of benefit in all those, in with getting your heart healthier, with cancer, with diabetes, obesity, dementia. It's got to be done the right way under a doctor's supervision. But again, we want to prevent that. So maybe, you know, once a year, you do a fast. Can't do a fast when you're working, but you might be able to do it from, like, you know, I've done it where a Friday night to a Monday morning, you know, you kind of get more than 2 days by doing it that way. There are so many healthy ways to improve your health and your well-being. And if you do all the right things, you're not going to get the third leading cause of death, which is the iatrogenic. Because if you're healthy, you don't need to keep going to see these doctors and doing all these tests and taking all these medications, doing surgeries. You're not going to be at risk. So the leading causes of death are all preventable. You just got to be healthy. You know, yeah, maybe some of the unhealthy food tastes really good. Maybe you like your ice cream and you like your Coca-Cola and your pizza and, you know, but, you know, the fried chicken and, but there's plenty of healthy food that's also enjoyable. Nice piece of mango. Get some cucumbers with hummus. Enjoy nature's food and get all the colors of the rainbow. When you get healthy, don't think about restricting food. Just think about enjoying real foods from the earth. If you enjoy it, then you're not stressed about it. But if it's you stress about it, it's not worth it. Because we said stress is the silent killer. That's going to make heart disease worse. That's going to make cancer worse, diabetes worse, dementia worse. I don't care what your condition is, stress will make it worse. But the key is prevention. And one of the best ways to prevent future problems is to do certain non-invasive testing that can tell you, for instance, blood work. It's non-invasive. There's no radiation. That could tell us a lot. We do at our office QEEG brain mappings. QEEG brain mapping is what you do is you wear this cap, sort of looks like a swimmer's cap. It's got these electrodes that are attached to it at all the different areas of your brain, and it measures all your brain waves, your alpha, beta, theta, delta, and all the different locations. And if there's a location where the brainwave's abnormal, that means those electrical signals are off in that area. And depending on where it is, that will dictate what is not functioning properly. So if it's one area, it might say, oh, you're going to have problems with anxiety, or you're going to have problems with depression, or you're going to have short-term memory problems, or you're going to have long-term memory problems, or you're going to have sequential memory problems, or you're going to have working memory problems. It breaks it down. You're going to have insomnia problems. You're going to have sleep deprivation. You're going to have anger. You're going to have aggression. You're going to have confusion. You're going to have troubles with motivation, with organization, with planning. You might have been exposed to heavy metals. You might have virus. You might have white matter inflammation in your brain. You might have low dopamine levels or low acetylcholine or high cortisol levels or a thyroid problem or intestinal inflammation. All this stuff is literally picked up by the QEEG brain mapping. It'll even tell us other things such as, you know, the different lobes of the brain. So it'll tell us if you have what's called sensory integration difficulty, which comes from this parietal cortex, which tells us, you know, if you're going to have ringing in the ears or floaters in the eyes or abnormal taste or lack of smell or weird things crawling on your skin or weird sensory input. So these are sensory integration difficulties. A lot of people who are get dizzy at the supermarket or can't follow a conversation in a loud restaurant because of all the background ambient noise there. So these are sensory integration difficulty. It'll tell us if there's visual problems, if there's balance problems. It's really one of the best non-invasive tests. It's better than a CAT scan because a CAT scan has all this radiation. And it's just going to tell us if you have a big tumor or you have a stroke or something like that. So that's just a picture, like an MRI is just a picture. And oh, there's the tumor, or, you know, there's the bleeding and, you know, and the MRI, you got to take this contrast fluid, which sometimes can cause problems as well. So this QEEG brain mapping has no radiation. There's no side effects. There's no risk. You don't have to lie in some claustrophobic tube. We get the results right away. And it tells us exactly what areas aren't working. And then we could come up with good ways on how to improve it. All my solutions are natural. I don't prescribe medication. I'm not doing surgeries or injections. We come up with natural, holistic, integrative ways to improve your body and teach your body how to heal itself by just getting rid of the interference. So most people are looking for, you know, a quick fix. I'm not the doctor for you. You know, if you just want to go to the doctor, get some pill to hide some symptom, we're not the place for you. But if you want to get to the root cause of the problem and you want to work hard to get a permanent solution, then this is the place for you. We have two offices, one in New Jersey in Bergen County, in Emerson. It's close to Paramus near all the malls. And then we have another office in New York City in the West Village of Manhattan. You could do this QEEG brain mapping that I was describing before to discover all the different areas of the brain. It's normally $400, but for the first seven people that call, you could get the entire QEEG brain mapping for only $21. And that's going to measure all the different lobes of your brain, tell you what areas are the problems, and then we're going to come up with natural solutions on how to remedy your weakest link, because you're only as strong as your weakest link. Again, for the first seven people that call or email, you could get the $400 QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Just call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Again, you could call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com, and you can get the $400 QEEG brain mapping for only $21. You can also go on Amazon to get my book, Boost Your Brain Power, and you can follow us on YouTube, Kaplan Brain and Body, to get some nice videos. And then visit my website, kaplandc.com, to find out more information. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday. We'll see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.